Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Beitz Daf Yud. We are holding on Daf Tes Amud Beis. We are at the two dots about 10-12 lines before the lines get wide on Daf Tes Amud Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and on his wife and children, and also anonymously for Ksiva V'Chsima Tova for all of Klal Yisrael. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So first thing we're going to do is we're going to have five different versions of a question where there seems to be a stira about who's more machmir and who's more makil when it comes to Simchas Yom Tov between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. It's the same question asked five times from five different Mishnayos, from our Mishnah to five different Mishnayos, and the Gemara is going to finally settle on one version of the question and the fifth version of the question and give a couple of answers to that version of the question. Then we're going to have a Mishnah on Yud Amud Aleph where there's going to be another Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, what one needs to do with the bird that he plans on shechting on Yom Tov in advance of Yom Tov so that the bird should not be Muktzah. The Gemara is going to have two explanations why Beis Hillel says that we have to be specific about which bird we plan on using before Yom Tov and not just rely on Breira and say, oh, whichever one I'm going to pick tomorrow, that's going to be the one. Then the Mishnah on the top of Amud Beis is going to discuss what if you find what seems like different birds on Yom Tov. You designated particular birds, you came back, and in that same spot, there seem like there are different birds over there. So is that going to be problematic? And our Gemara is going to discuss whether our Mishnah is a raya to the principle to the discussion of rov v'karov. What if you have counter indications? Rov would indicate one way, and karov, which is also an indicator, what's in closest proximity, would indicate the other way. So is our Mishnah a raya in that sugya of rov v'karov? And then at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to compare birds to Maaser Sheni money that was left and found to be a different amount of money than what was left originally. So the case of the birds, where you found different birds than you left originally, is going to be compared and contrasted with a case of leaving Maaser Sheni money and then coming back and finding different Maaser Sheni money than you had left initially. So again, let's pick up at the two dots about 12 lines before the lines get wide. So the Mishnah had said that Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to move a sulam from one shavach to another, aval mateo mechalon lechalon, but you can lean it from one chalon to another, and Beis Hillel is matir. So says Gemara, Alma gabe Simchas Yom Tov Beis Shammai lechumro Beis Hillel lekula. So it seems as far as Simchas Yom Tov is concerned, something that there's a reason to aser mitirabanan on Yom Tov, and on the other side, if you aser it, it could be that people will refrain from Simchas Yom Tov, so Beis Shammai will aser even though it's going to cost you Simchas Yom Tov, and Beis Hillel is going to be makil because of the consideration of Simchas Yom Tov, that Beis Hillel wants you to be able to have a bird, so he'll say you can lean the ladder from one window to another, you can move the ladder from one window to another, from one shavach to another, so that you'll be able to have the bird. Ureminhi, but says Gemara, I'll ask a stira from the very first Mishnah in our Masechta. Hashochi chayvav b'yom tov, the Mishnah and Daf Beis Amud Aleph said that if you shechta chayanov for to have meat on Yom Tov, and now it requires kisei adam, Beis Shammai yom yachbar b'dekar v'yichasa. Beis Shammai says you could dig and get dirt that way and cover the dam. Beis Hillel lo yishchot elam kenai lo for mukham nibod yom. And Beis Hillel says, no, you're not allowed to shecht unless you had dirt designated mibod yom. So it seems that the basis of that machlokas is that Beis Shammai holds you're allowed to even dig, even though there's an issur d'rabbanan, because Simchas Yom Tov overrides that issur d'rabbanan. And Beis Hillel holds that, no, we have to be machmir on that issur d'rabbanan, even in the place, even where Simchas Yom Tov is going to end up losing out. So you see that when it comes to an issur d'rabbanan, b'makom Simchas Yom Tov, Beis Shammai is more makil and Beis Hillel is more machmir, the opposite of what our Mishnah suggests. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, mechlefes hashita. Rabbi Yochanan says, you're right, you got to flip the shitos around in our Mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and the girsa should be in our Mishnah that Beis Hillel is machmir and does not allow you to move the sulam mishavach l'shavach, and it's Beis Shammai who allows it, and that way you're not going to have a stira between the two Mishnayos. Says Gemara, Mimai, how do you know that that's in fact what you need to do, that you have to switch around the shitos? Dilma ad kalokam Beis Shammai hasam. No, maybe the issue is not the same issue. It's not an issue of do you violate an issur d'rabbanan b'makom Simchas Yom Tov. No, maybe Beis Shammai only said you're allowed to dig dig in order to get the dirt to do kisei adam, eleicha dika deker na'ut, where you already have a deker na'ut bekarka, you already have a shovel in the ground, and therefore Beis Shammai holds there's nothing. It's not that you were allowing you to violate an issur drabban for the sake of some clay. There's nothing. There's no issur to begin with. Avaleicha deleicha deker na'ut, but if there's no shovel in the ground, lo, Beis Shammai is not going to allow it even for the sake of Simchas Yom Tov. So even Beis Shammai is machmir on issur drabban when there's Simchas Yom Tov, even in the face of Simchas Yom Tov, and it's not a stira in Beis Shammai. The inami ad kan lo karmi Beis Hillel hacha, and also we could be mechalik within Shitas Beis Hillel, that Beis Hillel only says over here that you're allowed to move the ladder from one place to another el d'shavacha machiach alav, because everyone sees that you're not trying to fix your roof, because it's obvious there's a shavach right there, and the ladder is a ladder that's meant for a shavach. Aval hasam, but by digging into the ground where there's an actual issur drabanan, lo, the chacham are not going to allow you to do such a thing, even b'makom Simchas Yom Tov. So it could be that Beis Hillel is machmir on an issur drabanan b'makom Simchas Yom Tov. It's just that in our Mishnah there is no issur drabanan. There's no maris ha'ayin. There's no one. There's no problem whatsoever. So says Gemara a second version of the question. Eli ikasha ha'kasha. The steer is not between our Mishnah and the first Mishnah. The Masechta, the steer is between our Mishnah and the next Mishnah. And Davyud Amar Aleph. The Beis Shammai Yom Lo'itol Am Kain. Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to take birds to Shecht unless you actually touch those birds and held those birds before Yom Tov to designate them as the birds that you want. And even though normally to make something non-muksa you could just say that it's not muksa, but Beis Shammai holds that with these birds you need to do an actual maisa to do achana and to prepare them, because we're afraid that after you take them you're going to change your mind and you're not going to want to Shecht them because you have rachmanis on them. And then it will turn out that you were metal to them on Yom Tov for no need, so that for no reason whatsoever. So Beis Shammai says you got to do something in order to get yourself comfortable with the idea of killing these things, so that you can eat them, and you have to do that in advance of Yom Tov. Whereas Beis Hillel Omrim, nah, you don't need to do a Maisa of Hachana. Just identify Omed Vomer Zevazani Nota. I'm going to take that one. You see, when it comes to Simchas Yom Tov, Beis Shammai is machmir, and therefore they require a maisa. Beis Hillel lekula, and Beis Hillel is more meikel, does not require a maisa. Ureminhi, but we'll ask that's a stira to the first Mishnah in the Masechta. I said it wrong before. Not that our Mishnah is a stira to the next Mishnah, but that the first Mishnah in the Masechta is a stira to the next Mishnah. That a shoch chayvav b'yom tov for the sake of Simchas Yom Tov requires kisei adam. Beis Shammai says you could be yachmer v'daka v'yichasa, and there's no problem with digging, and Beis Hillel says, no, you need offer mucham nibod yom. So isn't, don't you see that by nisad rabbanon, b'makom simchas yom tov, Beis Shammai is mekel and Beis Hillel is machmir. So Rabbi Yochanan muchlefes ha-shitos. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says, flip around the shitos in the Mishnah about designating the birds. And it's really Beis Hillel who says that you have to handle the birds, and Beis Shammai who says that you could just stand there and say which ones you want. Says Rabbi Dil Malohi, no, not necessarily. It's not necessary to switch around the shita. The Shitos Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, because it could be not a stira at all. Ad kan lo karmi Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai only says you're allowed to dig in order to do kisei adam and yom tov eleicha di'ika deker na'utz, because there's already a shovel in the ground. Aval heicha deleicha deker na'utz lo. But if there were no shovel already in the ground, then you would not be allowed to dig for the sake of kisei adam, even for the sake of Simchas Yom Tov. Inami, and also within Beis Hillel we could be mechalek. Ad kan lo karmi Beis Hillel hacha. When the whole Isser is Muksa, like by the birds, so then you don't have to do a Maisa, you could just say words, and that takes away the Isser of Muksa. But when it comes to digging into the ground, there's a reason to Asser Midrabanan. The Chachamim are not going to be Mekil on an Isser Drabanan, even if it's going to cost you Simchas Yom Tov. So even it turns out that even Beis Hillel is Machmir on an Isser Drabanan, Bimakum Simchas Yom Tov. The only reason Beis Hillel was Mekil by the birds is because it takes away the whole issur drabanan. All you need to do is say, I want that bird, and now it's not mukta. So there is no issur drabanan to even speak of. So that's not a stira on whose account it's worthwhile to start switching around shitos and girsaos in the Mishnah. So says Gemara, a third version of the question. Eli ikasha hakasha. You want to ask a stira that will cause you to have to switch around the girsa, that will cause Rabbi Yochanan to have to switch around the girsa? It's the Mishnah and Daf Yud Aleph. the katziv of basar, that you cannot take the piece of wood that they would crush wheat on to chop meat on that piece of wood, because the eli is a klisha melachta le'iser, and the Gemara is assuming in its kasha the Beis Hillel is moda that you're not allowed to be metalta klisha melachta le'iser even l'tzorech gufo. So Beis Shammai holds that klisha melachta le'iser certainly not allowed to be metalta l'tzorech gufo. Beis Hillel matirin, and the only reason Beis Hillel allows it is because of Simchas Yom Tov. Meaning Beis Hillel also agrees that you're not allowed to be metalta klisha melachta le'iser l'tzorech gufo, but for Simchas Yom Tov we're going to allow it. So amlegabi Simchas Yom Tov Beis Shammai lechon Beis Hillel kula. So again, you see, Beis Shammai is more machmir in the case of Simchas Yom Tov. Beis Hillel is more mekil. Or a mini, but we ask a steer from the first mission, the Masechta Hashochiv Chayivov Beis Shammai. And Beis Shammai says you could dig the dirt up in order to do the Kisei Adam. So because of Simchas Yom Tov, we allow you to violate the Yisid Rabbanan. Beis Hillel says no, you need it for Muchan Mibod Yom. So you see, by Yisid Rabbanan, where there's going to be a cost to Simchas Yom Tov, Beis Shammai is more mekil, Beis Hillel is more machmir, and that's where Rabbi Yochanan Milchavis Hashita. They have to switch around the Shita in the Mishnah about the Eli and say that Beis Shammai, that Beis Hillel is the more machmir one, and you're not allowed to be metaltal the Eli, even Litzorah Kufo, to chop meat on, and Beis Shammai is the more mekel one, and allows for the sake of Simchas Yom Tov, and that's how we resolve the Stira, says Gemara Mimai. I don't know that that's worth, that's such a kasha that we need to switch around the Girsa for Dilmaloi. Maybe there's no need to switch around the Shitos. Ad Kano Kamri Beis Shammai Hasam. Beis Shammai only says you're allowed to dig with a shovel in order to get dirt for Kisei Adam Eleich Dika Dekar Notwitz, like we keep saying, if there's already a shovel in the ground. Avaleich Deleka Dekar Notwitz, lo. But if there's no shovel in the ground, Beis Shammai is not going to be matir, even for the sake of Simchas Yom Tov. So really, Beis Shammai is machmir on Nisid Rabban B'makom Simchas Yom Tov, and there's no stira from the Mishnah of Einotlin Esa Eli, where Beis Shammai is machmir not to use the piece of wood to chop the meat, because Beis Shammai is machmir and Nisid Rabban B'makom Simchas Yom Tov. Inami, and it's not a stira in Beis Hillel either, because Ad Kan Lo Kamri Beis Hillel Hacha. Beis Hillel only allows you to be metalto the Eli on Yom Tov Eladika Torah's Kli Alav, because it's not muksa, it's a Kli, it's not muksa machmas gufo. So enochinami, it's a Kli shemlachta le'iser, but a Kli shemlachta le'iser, you're allowed to be metalto le'tzorach gufo. There's a difference between muksa machmas gufo, something like a rock, it's just stam muksa, so that you're not allowed to be metalto le'tzorach gufo. But a Kli shemlachta le'iser, you're allowed to be metalto le'tzorach gufo le'tzorach mekomo. So it's not a violation of muksa at all. Aval hasam lo, but as far as chafira bedeker, as far as digging a hole in the ground where there's an actual Yisid Rabbanan, so then Beis Hillel is going to say you have to be machmir. We're not going to be we're not going to overlook Yisurim Drabbanan for the sake of Simchas Yom Tov. Eli Ikasha Hakasha. So if we have a stira that Rabbi Yochanan wants to switch the Shitos around, is based on the following. The Beis Shammai says, we don't put a hide of an animal in front of people who are going to trample on it in order not to, to ruin the hide. And the reason that you're not allowed to do that is because it looks like you're trying to do ibud of the hide. Because when people trample on it, that's how you begin the tanning process. And also, since the or is muksa, you're not allowed to pick it up after it's been skinned, elam ken yeshlov kazayis basar, unless there's still a kazayis basar on it, and then the or is bottled to the basar, and therefore it's not going to be a problem of muksa. Ubeisil matirin, Beis Hillel says you're allowed to do both of these things. So you see, Alma Gabi Simchas Yom Tov Beis Shammai L'Chumra. You see, when it comes to Simchas Yom Tov Beis Shammai is more machmir, and therefore they say that you're not allowed to spread out the or in front of the door. So Beis Hillel L'Kula, and Beis Hillel allows it because for Simchas Yom Tov. Urimini, but I'll ask you a stira. Isn't that against the first mission of our Masechta Shochiv Chayvav B'Yom Tov V'Chulei, where Beis Shammai says that Yachbar B'Dekar V'Yichasa, and Beis Hillel says no, you need offer Muchan Mibod Yom. So that's where Rabbi Yochanan Mechlefes Hashita. The Rabbi Yochanan says you switch around the Shita. Says Gemara, I'm not so thrilled with that question either. Mimai, Dilmaloi, how do you know that it's a stira on account of whom, of which you have to switch around the Shita? Maybe not. Maybe it's not a stira. Ad Kalnokram Beis Shammai Yasam Elech Dika Dekar Notes. Avelech Dekar Notes Low. Like we keep saying, it's not a stira in Beis Shammai, because maybe Beis Shammai holds that when there's a Dekar Notes Bekarka, there is no Isser Drabanan. So it's not that we're allowing a violation of an Isser Drabanan for the sake of Simchas Yom Tov, there's already a Dekar notes. There is no Isser. And as far as Beis Hillel is concerned, Inami Ad Kan Lakon Beis Hillel Lacha, Ella Dechazi Lemazga Alei, that Beis Hillel, when it comes to putting the Or Lefnei Adarsan, Beis Hillel is only going to be Mekil, because according to them, there's no reason to Aser putting the Or Lefnei Adarsan. They hold that it doesn't look like tanning the Or, because it's Chazi Lemazga Alei. It's something that's Ra'ui for people to sit on. And people who see it are going to say that they spread it out in order that they are able to sit on it. The Rishonim point out, even though we normally sit on benches or chairs or things that are couches, that used to be the way they would sit. They would put out a piece of Or and they would sit down on it. So it wasn't so crazy to assume that that's what their intention was. Aval Hasam Lo, but when it comes to Chafira Bedeka, where there's a reason to ask for the Chafira Midrabanan, we're not going to be Mekel on an Issa Drabanan, Mishum Simchas Yom Tov. So even Beis Hillel is Machmir on an Issa Drabanan B'makom Simchas Yom Tov. So it's not a stira between the two Mishnayos. And therefore we move on to fifth version of the question, Ali'i Kasha, the fifth and final version of the question, Ha Kasha. This is the stira. The Mishnah Nir Aleph Amir Beis says, Beishabi Amrim Ein Mesalkines HaTrisin B'Yom Tov, that you're not allowed to take apart the doors of the storefronts on Yom Tov, even though it's for the sake of Simchas Yom Tov. Ubeisil Matirin, Beisil says you're allowed to take them off because of Simchas Yom Tov, so people could come and get whatever they need in the stores for the Tzarcha Yom Tov. Beisil, and not only that, Beisil Matirin Afla Hachzir, even when you want to close up the store to put back the Trisin in order to close up shop. And the reason for that is, even though you've already finished selling the Tzarcha Yom Tov, so now this would seem like a Tircha Shelo L'Tzarech, but since if we would ask for closing the store, no one would ever open the store, it was necessary to allow closing the store, because then otherwise the storekeepers aren't going to take the risk to just leave everything open for the rest of the day. So Alma Gabi Simchas Yom Tov Beishamei L'Chum Beisel L'Kula. So here you see, when it comes to Simchas Yom Tov, Beishamei is more machmir, that you're not allowed to move the trees in, whereas Beisel is more makel. For the sake of Simchas Yom Tov, we're going to allow you to take off and put back the trees in. Or in Minhi, and that's a stira to the first mission of the Masechta. Shochai Vav Yom Tov, that for the sake of Simchas Yom Tov, Beishamei says, Yachbar B'dekar V'yichasa, and Beisil says, no, you need offer Muchan Mibod Yom. So Bishlam, Beishamei Lo Kasha, so the Gemara already anticipates. I know what you're going to say. You're going to tell me that it's not a stira in Beishamei. So you're right. In Beishamei, it's not a stira. Hasam Dika Dekar Na'utz. Because in the first mission of the Masechta, there's Dekar Na'utz already. There's already a shovel on the ground, so there is no Issa Drabban HaChalaka Dekar Na'utz. But when it comes to removing the treason, there's no reason, Leka Dekar Na'utz means there's no reason to be matir, because it's just a flat out issur of removing the trisim and replacing the trisim. El Beisilel, Beisilel Kasha, but it's still a stira in Beisilel. How come Beisilel allows removing the trisim and replacing the trisim, yet when it comes to digging some dirt for Kisui Adam, they don't allow it? Is Simchas Yom Tov a good enough reason to allow an issur drabban or not? That's a stira in Beisilel. And that's where Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mukhlaf is Hashita, that we got to switch around the Shita, Beisham and Beisilel, and Beisilel will be the machmir to aser. Being Masalik the Trisun Yom Tov, Beishamei is one that's Mekel that allows being Masalik the Trisun Yom Tov, and in that way we're not going to have a stira. Says the Gemara, why do you have to say it's Mukhleves HaShita? Dilmalohi, maybe you don't have to switch around the Shitos. Maybe the reason for the heter of removing and returning the Trisun is not because of Simchas Yom Tov. Maybe it's because there's no Isser in doing so. Adkan lo karma v'yisil ha'acha el mishum de'in binyin b'keilim ve'in stira b'keilim aval hasam lo. Maybe there's no Isser in taking off the Trisun because there's no Malacha of Bona or Soser when it comes to Kalim. So there's no Chashash that it's going to come to a Malacha D'Oraisa. But when it comes to Chafira in the Karka, that there's a lot of room to Asur Midrabanan, because that could certainly come to an Issur D'Oraisa, and therefore Beis Hillel is going to be Machmir when it comes to the Kisei Adam and digging in the ground, but Beis Hillel could still be Mekil when it comes to the Trisin, so it's not a Stira, and therefore the Gemara says, we don't have any stiras, there's no hechrich to do what Rabbi Yochanan said, to switch around the shitos. The impression that you get is that they had a tradition that Rabbi Yochanan held Mukhlefes HaShita in one of the Mishnayos, but they weren't sure what the hechrich, which Mishnah forced Rabbi Yochanan to say Mukhlefes HaShita. So they went through all the possibilities and they ended up with nothing, that they just disagree with Rabbi Yochanan that there is no Mukhlefes HaShita. So now the next Mishnah, says the Mishnah we already quoted, now the Mishnayos are easy, we already saw all of them. So Mishamirim Lo Yital Elim Kein Na'aneya. We said that if you want birds to be able to shecht on Yom Tov, Beishami says before Yom Tov you have to have a bird in hand. You have to actually mibod yom. You have to actually take the bird and mibod yom. Nah, you could just stand on the ground and say that one, and you don't have to actually handle the bird itself. The whole machlokas is about the first brood of the mother, where normally you leave that one with the mother to keep it company. Beishami is afraid that if you don't take it in hand and you just say zevza ni notel, we're afraid you might change your mind. And you know, when the yantiv comes and comes time to shecht, you say, how can I take away the babies? It's the first brood. It's one that's supposed to keep the mother company. So Beishami says, unless you actually take it in hand and you looked it in the eye and you said, I'm going to shecht you tomorrow, unless you did that, we don't have confidence that you're going to go through with it. Beisil says, no, we're not goes there, that you're going to change your mind. When it comes to the second brood and on, then everyone would agree to what Beisil says, that you only need to verbally identify, you don't need to physically take it. According to Beisil, why do you have to say already on Erev Yom Tov which ones you're going to take? Why do you have to say Zev Zeh? Zev Zeh means like you're Morba Etzba, you're pointing this one, that one. Just say, I'm going to take birds from here. You have to identify which birds. So maybe you're going to say, oh, it's because Beisilah doesn't hold of Breira. And if you just say, I'm going to take from here, oh, which ones did I mean? Whichever ones I end up taking, those are the ones that are not Mukta. Maybe Beisilah doesn't hold that that's not good enough, that you can't retroactively clarify which ones you meant. But that's not true, because Vatanan, we know that Beisilah holds of Breira, because it tells us in the Mishnah, Hameis Babayis, that if there's a dead body in a house, Velop Sachem Harbe, and there are many doorways in the house, Kulan Tameim, we assume that all of the doorways, underneath the awnings of all of the doorways, they're going to be tameh, because the chamor goes there, sof tuma latzeh, so wherever the tuma may end up going out, already has the tuma there. And since you don't know which doorway it's going to go out, they're all tameh. But niftach echad mehen, if one becomes a more likely candidate, one of the doors opens up, oh, that's likely where they're going to take the mace out, so hu tameh v'kulan taharin. So then only that doorway is tameh, and the rest of them are going to be tahar, because then it's not sof tuma latzeh under the awnings that are outside of the other doorways. But if the guy who's dealing with the mace has in mind that he's going to take the mace out of a particular doorway, even though it's not open, then all the other awnings over all the other doorways are going to be tar, they're going to be fine, because you've already decided you're taking out of this one. Beishami says, yeah, yeah, but you have to have that machshav before the guy dies. Because the second the guy dies and the decision has not yet been made, now there's tumah everywhere. It's only so it's too late if you make that decision after the guy's already dead. Oh, but Beisil says even after he died, you can make the decision, and then retroactively it's going to turn out that it was always destined to go out only through that door, and all the other doors it was never destined to go out. We rely on Breira, and therefore only that doorway is Tamei. So you see that Beisil does rely on Breira. So that's a kasha on our Mishnah, where Beisil says you have to identify specifically which birds, just identify generally that you want some birds, and then rely on Breira. What's the problem with that? So says Marahit Marallah, no, in that Mishnah where we talk about Tumas Ohel, Amar Rabbi Letar Sapsachim Mikan Alaba, that Beisil only says that that you can identify after the person dies to be Mitar those doorways going forward, but retroactively it's not Mitar them. Beisil is not relying on Breira. Whatever Kalim were there before you had that Machshava, they are in fact Tamei. V'chein of Rabbi Shaya Letar Sapsachim Mikan Alaba, Mikan Alaba in the Mafrei Alo, only Mikan Alaba, but it's not going to be Mitar the Mafreya. Or another way to resolve the stira in Beis Hillel, Rav Amar Li Olam Mafreya. Maybe it's even Mitaher that which was under those awnings prior to making that decision. Vacha and time Dilma Metaltal the Shavik, Metaltal the Shavik, come Metaltal Midi Dilo Chazilei. But over here, when it comes to preparing the birds on Erev Yom Tov, Mikra Adin, you're right. You could have said Mikana Ni Notel and relied on Breira, and whatever birds you end up taking, those are the ones. But still, Beis Hillel Aser doing so, because of a gzeir drabban, because we're afraid that at the time that you're actually borer which birds to take for shechita, you're gonna pick one up and put it down, pick another one up, put it down, and it will turn out that you're metalsal and yom tov a lot of birds that you end up not shechting because you never identified which ones you can use. So therefore, Beis Hillel says, no, identify in advance so that you don't end up handling all the birds in the dovecot on yom tov itself. You'll just go straight to the ones that you wanted to use initially. So v'ha'amrit ba'omid v'omer zevzan. But wait a second. second. How can you say that that's the base of Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel doesn't require you to actually handle anything, just to identify, to say, to point. So you don't have to examine them and see which one, you know, and see which ones are really great. So shouldn't there still be a chashash that from afar you're just saying Zevazan Yinotel, that the next day you're going to look and you say, nah, this isn't such a great one, and put it away and take a different one? So the same chashash should still exist. Says Gemara, Hani Mili Me'er of Yom Tov, that which we're not choshesh, that you're going to be metaltel those birds that you have not been mechin, that's because you chose them on Erev Yom Tov, and therefore you're going to know that if the Chacham require me to choose, to identify which birds I'm going to take on Erev Yom Tov, it must be that it's a serious thing and that I'm not allowed to be metaltel any other birds. Aval, be Yom Tov, but if on Yom Tov you're allowed to just start making the decisions, Aser, then we're going to ask her, because the Zimn, the Mishtachi, Shmeinim Kchushim, Kchushim Shmeinim, Kometatum Midilo Chazilei. Because then, on Yom Tov, you're going to say, oh, the one that looked fat is really Shvach, and the one that looked Shvach is really fatter, and then you're going to switch it out. Inami, or another Teretz, why it is, according to Beis Hillel, you choose the birds on Erev Yom Tov, and we don't just rely on Breira, Zimn, the Mishtachi, Kulu Kchushim, Shavaklu. Maybe if we don't make you choose them before Yom Tov, we have to be Choshesh that on Yom Tov you're going to go, and you're going to see that all of them are very shvach, and you're not going to want to shecht all of them. Meaning, you know, sometimes you say, oh, I'm so hungry, and then you're like, you look at what's offered, not so hungry, right? So you're going to, and then if you relied on that, you didn't prepare any other meal, you were relying on those birds, and then you're going to see them, not so good, and you're going to not eat a proper meal, and it's going to cost you some chaz yom tov. Next mission says, Mishnah, Zimin Shchorim Matzah Levanim. Let's say you designate black birds in the Dove Code, and then you come back on Yom Tov, and there are white birds there, Levanim Matzah Shchorim, or vice versa, Shnayim Matzah Shlosha, you designate two birds, but now there are three, Asurim. Then it's Asur, because those are obviously not the ones that were Hulchan from Erev Yom Tov. Shlosha Matzah Shnayim Mutarim, but if you designated three, and there are only two left, then it's Mutar. B'tocha Kein Matzah Lefnei HaKein, if you designated birds inside the Kein, and you found birds in front of the Kein, Asurim. V'emein Sham Elohim Harei Elu Mutarim, but if they're the only ones around, then you could assume that they're Mutar. Says more pshita, meaning in the case of the Mishnah where you designated blackbirds and there are white birds there, or vice versa, of course they're usher. Those aren't the same birds. Samra b'hacham mayaskinan kigon shazimin shchorim ulevein. No, the case is you designated black and white birds in the same kan, and v'hishku matzah shchorim b'makom levein levein b'makom shchorim. And now they flipped the locations. One was in this part, the other one was there, and then they flipped. So ma'u detema hani inhu ninhu v'sapuch esapuch. I might have thought that you could make the assumption that the same birds, they just traded places. No, the original ones must have gone, and these are new ones. Maybe there's a riot, Rabbi Chanina, if you can make such an assumption. That meaning, what's more likely, that it just switched places with the birds right next to it, or that they left and birds came from who knows where? So the majority of birds in the world are from who knows where, they're from somewhere else, but the closest are the ones that were right here. So if you follow Karov, you would assume that they just flipped places. If you follow Rov, you would assume they came from somewhere else. So you see, there's a riot, Rabbi Chanina, that we follow Rov. No, maybe it's not a riot at all, because that we follow the Rov, because maybe like Abaye said on a different part of the Mishnah, Bedaf. Over here also we say Bedaf, that this Shovach has a piece that protrudes from it, and the Gozlos from other places would come and rest there. So it turns out that even if you follow Karov, the closest is likely other birds from somewhere else. Shnayim Matzah Shlosha, if you left two and you found three, Asurin, they're Asur. Says Marmanavshach, Yachri Nininu, because if all three came from other places, Haniachri Nininu, then there are other birds, Vilachri Nininu, Hikachadamaribu. And even if the two of them are the same, but there's another one that's mixed in there, and that one is Muksa, so and you don't know which one is Muksa, so you're not allowed to have them. Shlosha Matzah Shnayim, if you left three and you found two Mutar, and then it's going to be Mutar. So my time, why are the two Mutar? Because Hani Inu Ninu V'chadaminayu Azul Alma. Because you could assume that of the three that you designated, two remained and one flew away. Lem Masnisan Rebbe Hivlo Rabbanan. Ooh, that seems to imply that our Mishnah goes like Rebbe and not like the Rabbanan. The Tanya, because the Brisa tells us, Hiniach Mana, that if you left 100 Zuz, let's say, of Meiser Sheni, Umatzah Masayim, and you came back and you found 200 Zuz of Meiser Sheni, Chulun Meiser Sheni Mu Rav and Zebezeh. You assume that 100 of that Zuz is the actual Meiser Sheni that you left there, there, and then just another 100 zuz of chulin came and was combined with it. Divrei Rebbe, v'chamor makol chulin. The Chacham say, no, this isn't the same amount of money, therefore you assume your original money's gone, and this is new money. Hiniach masayim matzaman, if you left 200 and you came back and you found only 100, manamunach manamutal, you assume that 100 disappeared, but the 100 that you're left with is the same 100. Divrei Rebbe, v'chamor makol chulin. And the Chacham say, no, you assume it's totally different money, and it's all chulin. So you see that this is assuming like Rebbe, that Rebbe is the one that makes the assumption that if you had left more, and now there's less, the less is part of the more that you had left originally. Whether it be birds, whether it be mice or sheni. Says Gemara, no, afilu teimer Rabbanan. We could even be assuming like the Rabbanan, ha'itmar Allah, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, dami tarvayu, shiny goes as all of asuni ledados. Money doesn't go anywhere. Money doesn't travel. So that's why the Rabbanan, so there's makom to say that it's only by a gozel which that is missing, and two gozels remain. So if the gozels were not able to move, if one of them was missing, so we could assume that someone came and took it, and that's where the Rabbanan are moda that bevade someone took the gozels, and these are the two that you found are different ones, like we say by the money. But since gozels move on their own, it doesn't have the same din of money, where it doesn't move on its own. And even according to the Rabbanan, one gozel left and the rest remain behind. So you can't necessarily lock in only according to the sheet of Rebbe and not according to the sheet of the Rabbanan. Okay, we still have some catching up to do. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we have a full length shir on Shabbos, so we'll pick up from there.
Thank you very much, Shabbos.
Good Shabbos, everybody.
Thank you. Have a great Shabbos.